Welcome to Israel 18 News at 11 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The night sky across Israel is clear and calm. Temperatures are warm, offering a pleasant evening for those outside. Now, here are today's headlines. First, from Israel Hayom, earlier today, fighting continues in southern Lebanon despite a ceasefire on paper. Explosions of Hezbollah tunnels and drone launches towards IDF forces illustrate the reality on the ground. Also, from Walla, just in, the IDF exposed Hezbollah's underground network in southern Lebanon. Dubbed shelter cities, these were used to house up to 1,000 terrorists at their peak, also this hour. According to I-24 News, Israel's president has invited parties for talks to explore plea deal options in the Netanyahu case. Separately, from Forward, in earlier reporting, the latest confrontations between Israel and Iran have severely impacted livelihoods in Jerusalem's Old City. Traders and craftspeople face what some describe as a crushing blow. And finally, Axios reports from earlier today that Trump has announced a politically sensitive 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. This could aid in brokering a peace deal with Iran. Reaction has been swift on social media. Ihab Hassane shared just minutes ago a report by Israeli military correspondent Doron Kodosh. It claims Israeli soldiers stood by as Jewish terrorists set a Palestinian home on fire near Nablus, with a family inside, and assaulted an elderly man. The Belaz posted earlier today about a wild attack condemned by PM Netanyahu, Defense Minister Katz, and IDF Chief Zamir. Peleg protesters stormed the military police chief's home in Ashkelon. From Visegrad 24, writing just now, drug traffickers have set up an illegal checkpoint in southern France, stopping and searching drivers at gunpoint for weeks. Let's go deeper. Starting with the continued conflict in southern Lebanon, Israel Hayom reports ongoing military actions despite a declared ceasefire. The U.S. is pressuring Israel to show restraint, but tensions remain high. This situation highlights the fragile nature of ceasefires and their limited immediate impact on ground realities. Turning to the IDF's revelation of Hezbollah's infrastructure, Walla's report shows the depth of Hezbollah's entrenchment in southern Lebanon. These shelter cities reflect a significant logistical capability. The exposure of these networks could shift military strategies on both sides. Meanwhile, I-24 News highlights political developments in Israel. Talks led by the president's office aim to resolve legal challenges facing Netanyahu. This could influence Israel's political landscape and its diplomatic engagements. Separately, the Forward brings attention to the economic plight in Jerusalem's Old City. The ongoing tensions with Iran have devastated tourism. For many locals, each confrontation further erodes their economic stability. Finally, from Axios, the announcement of a ceasefire brokered by Trump aims to ease tensions between Israel and Lebanon. While politically sensitive for Netanyahu, it could open diplomatic avenues with Iran. The region watches closely for any shifts in policy or alliances. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports from earlier today on the Musk OpenAI trial. Court filings reveal internal conflicts that shaped OpenAI's trajectory, with claims amounting to $150 billion. Separately, Ynet Business discusses changes in Microsoft's exclusive access to OpenAI technology. The new agreement retains Microsoft as a primary cloud provider, but allows OpenAI to diversify its partnerships. And finally, Walla Business covers the ongoing missile shortage in the Gulf. Despite a major order for Arrow missiles, production delays continue. This underscores challenges in defense procurement and regional security dynamics. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday. Our next update is at 12 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.